The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. The 2012 NFL season has reached week 8, not quite the midway point, but a break in the schedule has the Cincinnati Bengals on the bye. It's time for the men in stripes to pause, reflect, to review, and maybe the most important step, to rest. With 9 games to play, the orange and black still can leave their mark on this season. We'll head to the classroom with the coach next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with Head Coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He is Dave Lapham. This week, it's a bye week for the Bengals before they return to action next week against Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. It is a bye week. It is not an off week. What were you looking to accomplish in practice this week?
Well, I think the big thing is to really take a look at us and get better. We've got areas we have to improve in, obviously, and we get an opportunity to do that in all three phases of football, offensively. Making sure we're doing a good job first and second down, and creating more plays and generating more plays, and then obviously winning on third down. Defensively, continue to play better in the run game and eliminate any explosive plays and play better on third down.
This is your 10th bye week experience opportunity as a head coach. Have you tweaked things? Have you done anything different? I mean, has some things worked better for you in bye week than others and kind of eliminated things and added others? Or is it pretty much constant?
Well, Dave, I don't remember what the last bye week I gave them the week off. Or I think we came one day. So I think every week, every year has been different how we've approached the bye week. And based on where it was in the season, yep, how we were physically, mentally, and so forth. But I think this is a good regroup week for us. And we're not as good as we want to be. And so we have an opportunity to take a look at that and kind of recharge, recommit, and get things coming out the gate the way we need to.
As we look back at the Pittsburgh game, I heard one of the commentators after the game say the Bengals have closed the talent gap. The Steelers are still tougher minded. Is that fair?
They won the football game. I'm going to leave it at that. That we get another opportunity coming up here quickly. And that's all that counts. You can never, whatever somebody says about you, unless you win, they have an opportunity to say what they want to say.
In terms of looking at yourself, I know you've got all these computer printouts and all these scouting deals of the opposition on a weekly basis. Do you go through that process of every snap that you've taken up to the bye week?
Well, you take a look and analyze, what you've done by down and distance personnel and so forth, offense, defense, special teams, the calls you've made, how successful they were. Is there any kind of pattern? Look at what other teams are looking at you and what you represent to them so that we're not falling into certain patterns. And go from there, particularly as play callers, they have to always be constantly looking at that to make sure you don't get into a habit of responding a certain way all
right,
the time. And those are the things that you look at, but then look at what's being effective and what's not and ways we can tweak that. There's always some things that you're looking forward to. During the bye week, we'd like to add this or revise this, and so you wait till then because then you have you have a couple of extra days to put that on the mm-hmm. players' minds. And if you are hitting the field for practice, you have a chance to look at it on practice, look at it on tape, and see how it fits, and then go from there as you go to your installation for the following opponent.
A.J. Green had one catch in the game. Obviously, you'd like to get him the ball more than that. Is it easier said than done based on what Pittsburgh was doing?
I thought the critical thing was it was a good job by Andy of not forcing the football in. Is they ran to A.J. every single time. They rotated down to A.J. every single time. And so we did a good job of not forcing the ball into the coverage and not having an interception that way. But I think on the other, conversely for us, we want to make sure we can get in a certain, whatever it is, we have to adjust formationally, whatever. We've got to be creative enough to make it difficult on them where they can't, and then continually do the same things. People have been doing this all year. Continue to do the same things away from A.J. where right, we make some big plays over the top. But in order to make those big plays, you have to possess the football more than we did in the three and outs that we had in the second half. They hurt us.
Other wide receivers other than A.J. have all had their moments this year. But would it help things if one guy grabbed that spot?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I'd rather have, four better guys all the time like they will, as we've been doing, and continue to go that way. because I think that's the way it works. And if you look around National Football League, that's the way it works everywhere. When you have a premier guy, you'd rather have a lot of other guys that are doing great things for you, and the tight end and everybody included. You know, we dropped some balls in this football game that made a difference as far as keeping the chains moving and providing more opportunity for more plays. And anytime you have that, that's going to set you behind a little bit.
We'll continue with Coach Lewis on Bengals Weekly in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Hey, Bengal fans, it's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the Double Quarter Pounder and the Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Pound one today.
On the third play from scrimmage, Vontaze Burfict makes his presence felt.
Wallace goes in motion right in front of Roethlisberger. They hand it to Wallace. He gets blown up in the backfield by Vontaze Burfict. A loss of six. Back to the 45 of Pittsburgh.
That's just a great read by a linebacker, and this was going to be a gadget play. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better. We've got sports channels, kids channels, news channels, and channels about channels. Now you can watch almost 200 channels live on your iPhone, iPad, and laptop. We make watching TV even better. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Get into the NFL experience at Paul Brown Stadium. Have fun in the Jungle Zone. Enjoy the pregame festivities, the color and pageantry of the NFL. Help build a loud home field advantage as Andy Dalton, AJ Green, and your Cincinnati Bengals take on the NFL's toughest teams. It's a brand new ball game, and the jungle is alive and rocking. Be there. Get your Bengals tickets today. Call 513-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Now, that's interesting. Six people from the same office, all six wearing blue shirts. They're more in sync than chicken dancers at Oktoberfest. But look at all their different tastes. Coney's, double deckers, 3, 4, and 5 ways. Funny, really. No one agrees on what they want to eat, but everyone agrees on the one chili parlor where they want to eat it. I find that humbling. Not surprising, but humbling. Gold Star Chili. The flavor of Cincinnati.
Some people are just more into the Bengals than others. We get that. That's why as the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, Fifth Third Bank has the perfect deal. Now with Bengals checking, you'll receive 10% off purchases at the Bengals Pro Shop. That's 10% off all sorts of cool Bengals gear.
Really?
Make your mark. Show your team pride and get Bengals checking.
What?
Visit your nearest banking center for details. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. Discount not available on game days.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for the AFC North Rundown, brought to you by Time Warner Cable. The Ravens, despite their 30-point loss last week in Houston, on top at 5-2. Pittsburgh now 3-3. The Bengals 3-4. The Browns bring up the rear at 1-6. Like the Bengals, the Ravens have a bye week. Pittsburgh back home to see RG3.
That one's going to be very interesting. You know, how is Dick LeBeau going to handle RG3? Will he use a spy, you know, and mirror RG3's every move? If Shanahan decides to try to run the option like he did against the Bengals, against that Pittsburgh Steelers defense, that could be interesting. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, he's a different kind of guy to defend at the quarterback position, but Pittsburgh at home, it's going to be a tough task for RG3 to pull that one off.
Cleveland is also home. First home game with a new owner, Jimmy Haslam. They host the San Diego Chargers.
And the San Diego Chargers, Norv Turner, Phillip Rivers, man, there's all kinds of heat out there. You know, will they be able to step up and make amends for their most recent failure? I think they have to beat the Cleveland Browns, you'd think. I just think they have too much. I think they're a more complete football team than the Cleveland Browns. But we've seen it firsthand. Cleveland decides to play salty defense and run the football a little bit. They can win.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week.
Let's take a look at our champion window of opportunity. Chris Crocker has played in 4 games. He already has 2 interceptions.
Tied for 18th in the NFL, leading the Bengals, obviously, but 2 interceptions and such a limited number of snaps, too. His interception ratio of snaps on the field is probably as good as there is in the National Football League. And that's because he's such a smart player. He saw that window of opportunity as Ben Roethlisberger tried to force it in there, double coverage in the back of the end zone. One of the 2 mistakes that Ben made in that football game, turnover-wise, Croc made a great play. Plus, to get down with 2 feet in bounds, tap on the back of the end zone, he showed the body control and flew that window wide open.
Champion gives you the opportunity to watch your energy bills drop with new energy-saving windows, built to order from Champion's factory to you, with premium quality at a wholesale value.
ProSource, leader in document technologies, is proud to offer the total pro experience.
Productivity is my biggest issue. Can you provide document solutions that improve efficiency? Can you change our service program as our business needs change?
Here's the big question. Can you guarantee it?
The Total Pro Experience means we deliver the best solutions with exceptional service, guaranteed.
For the Total Pro Experience, go straight to the source.
Totally.
My name is Shane. I want to work at NASA, and I want to be an aerospace engineer. I have a rare genetic skin condition, epidermolysis bullosa.
Right at birth, we knew he had this very rare condition, and the hospital we were at really knew nothing about it.
Well, we were amazingly lucky to have moved to Cincinnati from North Carolina.
I would not be able to survive without Cincinnati Children's. Everything that I've planned to do is now possible.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the all-new Nike Shop, the Bengals' new on-field apparel supplier, men's and women's Nike jerseys, T-shirts, and more. Shop the new era cap wall. Want a casual look? Find it in the new 47 Shop. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. Everything you need for football season is at the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Open 7 days a week or shop online at Bengals.com.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show up to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
The Bengals Pro Shop offers Cincinnati's best selection of team merchandise, including all new Nike apparel. Visit the Pro Shop 7 days a week, located on the north side of Paul Brown Stadium, or shop online at Bengals.com.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. It's the bye week edition. The Bengals getting set to take on Denver at Paul Brown Stadium next week.
Coach, one thing I thought was pretty impressive in the first half, Pittsburgh was making mistakes. They were a lot of penalties. No penalties. Your team was not penalized in that first half. Pretty efficient offensively with the possessions. And defensively, I know you'd like to have them maybe challenge to the turnover a little bit more, not give up the touchdown and the two-point conversion, but pretty good play in that first half.
Well, yeah, you want to, get them stopped there. And that would have, been a key stop. And then defend the two-point because it kind of, it put them back in the football game and obviously just don't have the turnover because that was a swing where we, we're getting to midfield where we've got an opportunity to get possibly a field goal or another score before halftime, have the ball coming out in the second half, and now it's an entirely different football game. So you'd like to do that, but we came back out of it. We responded well in the second half offensively right away. We get it down inside and end up choosing to kick the field goal there. We get the points, and then so we got off to a good start in the third quarter, but we just lapsed there. We allowed the score to start of the fourth quarter by them, and then we never got anything else going on offense.
Vontaze Burfict was credited with 15 tackles in the game. That's 4 games with 10 or more. You've got to feel great about the decision to give him an opportunity.
Well, he's done very well, and he keeps improving as a player. I think responsibility-wise, he's doing a good job. And I think, really, he's providing a lot of emotion and obviously the playmaking ability to our defense.
You talked about the lapse, you know, offensively. It has been in the third quarter for the most part. Third quarter wasn't terrible against Pittsburgh, but then lapses offensively. You know, you're going to have a three and out, but to have like three and four possessions, it's a lot of pressure on your defense.
Does it puts pressure on them? It gives you know, it's a hard time. You're not changing field position, you're not flipping field position, and you're having a hard time getting anything going where you can get a flow and a rhythm into what you're doing offensively.
You said at a news conference on Monday that people that are being critical of Ray Maaluga don't see the whole picture.
Well, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. Point blank. They don't understand responsibility. They don't understand what's being created by the offense and who needs to do what and so forth. So Ray's got to keep playing within what we're asking him to do. The guys around him have to do their responsibilities better. And then some of the plays that I think he's being criticized on publicly for people that don't know what they're talking about, you know, they'll go away. And but he can't listen to that dumb stuff. He needs to just play and be himself.
One positive from the Pittsburgh game was the atmosphere. You said it was as good as any.
It was a great atmosphere. Our fans were outstanding. It was loud. It was a great night. And, you know, we look forward to that when we come back home. We got Denver again. We're home for a couple weeks in a row now. We need the same kind of thing. And it's got to be fun. That's why you come out for NFL football. To have that kind of atmosphere and be a part of that rather than sitting home on your couch is not very much fun. But it was something.
It was like playoff atmosphere. And as a former player, I'm telling you, there is no question an environment like that ups your level of play. I mean, you feel like you can pick the stadium up.
Well, you can. I mean, it was just great. And it's tremendous. You know, we've been in that atmosphere so many times this year on the road and every road place we've been. And so it was great to see our fans that way. And against Pittsburgh, where people talk about, the Steeler fans travel so well. Well, our fans were there in force, and it was great. And they were really a non-factor, the people that they have that, you know, buy tickets or whatever.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you next week.
Now let's take a look at the Heinz Red Zone play of the game from last week's game. Andy Dalton threads the needle to his favorite target, A.J. Green, for the touchdown.
First and goal from the 8. Play action fake. Quick throw for A.J. Green. Touchdown! Oh,
that was the Heinz Red Zone play of the game. Be sure to visit Cincinnati area Kroger stores where you'll find thick, rich Heinz tomato ketchup, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is proud to present Bengals First and Green in an effort to keep our city and state beautiful. Join the First and Green team at home, at work, or on game days at Paul Brown Stadium. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Nolan is from North Canton, Ohio. His favorite Bengals player is Andy Dalton. His favorite food is pizza. And his favorite sport is flag football. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club presented by Walgreens and the Cincinnati Zoo by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Time to answer your questions in our Bengals Curious Q&A presented by Fifth Third Bank. Chris is first. It's clear the Bengals have a lack of confidence in the last few games. As players, how can they get their mind in the right place during the bye week?
I don't think it's lack of confidence, Chris. I think it's lack of consistency, execution. The Bengals have had leads in these football games. It's not like they've been blown out. I mean, when you get destroyed and blown out as a football player, you lose your confidence. They're competing. They just have to finish. And the way you get your mind right in the bye week is get your nose in your playbook and make fewer mental mistakes. You know, the Bengals only had the ball 49 snaps against the Pittsburgh Steelers. If your quarterback has 3 mental errors, your guard has 3 mental errors, your tight end has 2, I mean, you're into the 30s of clean plays. You can't have those kind of things. And that's what I'm talking about, mental and physical consistency. Everybody's going to get beaten physically at this level of football. It's so good. You cannot have mental issues.
All right, Brett is next. His question is short and sweet. Why do we refuse to use Gresham more?
The Bengals aren't refusing to use Gresham more. Gresh has to be more consistent. He has to be in the right spots on his route, the correct depths, catch the football when the opportunity presents itself. Again, with Gresham, it's the same thing we're talking about, consistency of performance. His upside potential is almost limitless. It's up to Gresh.
All right. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank.
Who is the best-dressed guy on the team, and describe his style?
Best dressed. I think, you know, if you had to go with, I go with consistency, and that's Leon Hall. He's always got something special on. I play golf with him, too, so I know that he's best dressed all the time. So he's definitely the guy. He looks like he's straight out of the Dillard's catalog every day.
Nate Clemens and Leon Hall. You know, they always come in a suit and tie. Always got a three-piece, you know, so they got a vest going with it. Looking fly, looking fresh, and, you know, everything's matching, and, you know, they look good.
I'd say Leon Hall. He just has a lot to choose from, very classy, and looks good on game day.
Nate Clemens, professional.
Probably Nate Clemens. Nate's, you know, he's kind of an older guy, but he's got some new style. He'll always come in, you know, whether it's a home game, away game, you're always seeing what Nate wears. He kind of sets the example for all the upper class dress guys.
Our best dresser is Brandon Thompson. We nickname him Rico Suave because he's pretty smooth in everything that he dresses up with on our tribal games.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Relax, you're at Great Clips. The Bengals are proud to support the work of the Salvation Army in our local community. Show your support and join the kettle kickoff by contributing when you see the familiar red kettles on November 11th at Paul Brown Stadium.
Time for a quick timeout, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. All right, as most of you know, the Bengals' next two games are against the Manning brothers, Peyton first, Eli second. You might not know this, though. Their dad, Archie Manning, has the worst one-loss record of any quarterback in NFL history with at least 100 starts, 35 wins, 101 losses, three ties. He won about 25% of the time, and that leads to this week's trivia question.
Archie, it was the Aints. It wasn't the Saints. It was the Aints when he was there for sure. There's no doubt about it. But with that said, which three Bengals quarterbacks with at least 10 starts have winning records in franchise history?
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
I present to you Algebra 2. Who will step up to their challenge?
Me.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Winners everywhere know you've got to be successful in the Heinz Red Zone. Let's take a look. It's late in the game and things look bleak. But a perfect pass in the Heinz Red Zone saves the day.
No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. It's the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at Kroger.
The Heinz Red Zone, where everyone's a winner.
What's the word on the street?
High Price is coming to town.
High Price?
I hear he's setting up shop on our beat.
Can't let that happen.
I've got a team in mind that'll fight High Price Gang.
Oh, yeah?
50% off Comparat pricing at other stores doesn't mean you're getting the best deal in town. Come into Furniture Fair. We guarantee you the lowest price.
Those prices are untouchable.
It's our duty to protect the public against High Price.
We ran High Price out of town before.
We'll do it again, partner. We'll do it again.
CBO, cheddar, bacon, onion.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
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 Say hello to McDonald's new
Tremendous
CBO. Smooth cheddar, crispy bacon, grilled onions on the Angus Third Pounder or premium chicken sandwiches. CBO, the simple joy of
tremendous.
Yeah.
Our sheriff is retiring, and now people are supporting Sean Donovan for sheriff. Sean Donovan, small business owner. Sean Donovan, 30 years of law enforcement experience. Sean Donovan, honored for saving lives.
I really need Sean Donovan to help keep our neighborhood safe.
Donovan's opponent, Jim Neal? He was disciplined for searching a car and failing to find a body in the trunk. When we vote Sean Donovan, there'll be a new sheriff in town.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single game tickets, call the Bengals ticket hotline at 866 621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell. Live Mas.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. What three Bengals quarterbacks with a minimum of 10 starts had winning records?
Well, we'll go in chronological order. And first up is Virgil Carter. And he was, you know, one of the more popular Bengals in his career early on in this franchise. Number two, my roommate and future Hall of Famer, I think he already should be in, Ken Anderson. A lot of football games, a lot of wins for Ken Anderson. And then finally, the blonde bombshell, Boomer Esiason, winning record as well. Ken Anderson, Boomer Esiason, by the way, also NFL MVPs, 81, 82, 88, 89.
And worth pointing out, if the Bengals can beat Denver next week, Andy Dalton will be on the list. He is currently 12-12.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights. The game plan for this week's Bengals win is printed and copied by ProSource, the official document solutions provider to the Cincinnati Bengals. Go straight to the source for all of your game-winning document solutions and experience the total pro guarantee available only at ProSource.
Let's go straight to the source. We enter Lap's lab for the game plan.
The bi-week lab. Man, I've got all kinds of catalysts and agents brewing here. And we're going to try to find some catalysts to go on a winning streak in the second half after this bye week. The first thing the Bengals have to do is literally evaluate everything. What you're doing, how you're doing it, and with whom you're trying to do it with. So, I mean, everything. What your schematics are, what players should be fit in those schematics, how you're attacking defenses. Go back to the drawing board and reevaluate everything. Number two, limit the lapses. I mean, every team is going to have one or two three and outs during the course of a football game. But if you go through a five series stretch where you have four three and outs in five possessions, that's impossible to win that football game. You can't have those extended lapses. Minimize those. And if you can eliminate them, that'd be even better. And finally, unscripted plays. We saw the best at unscripted plays in Ben Roethlisberger. And what he does, you know, when it's a scramble drill, there's no panic whatsoever. It's almost like Pittsburgh expects it. It's part of their game plan. The receivers work to where they're supposed to be in the second level. Ben always finds them. With the Bengals, it seems like it's not panic, but it's not really controlled chaos either. You know, Andy's kind of running around with his hair on fire, and the receivers aren't really, are they way on the same page here? Get better at that, because in the NFL, they're going to take away that first opportunity. What you do on the unscripted stuff, the extension of that play, makes a difference.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lap and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Hoard. We'll see you next week before the pigskin flies at Paul Brown Stadium.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. Heinz, the official ketchup of the Cincinnati Bengals. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.